Hello, this is Corinne Cohn reporting from a frozen New York. Last night, when it was about 3 degrees outside, I went to see True West, Sam Shepard's play that was, a big, had made a big impact on me when I was a child, more like a teenager, actually. Growing up, in the 80s and the late 70s, Sam Shepard was everywhere. I mean, my parents took me to see Buried Child, Curse of the Starving Class, you name it, his plays were around. And they played in experimental houses on the Upper West Side and downtown. And then later on, when I was in college, they were on Broadway. And I remember growing up and seeing Curse of the Starving Class in, I think it was called the Promenade Theater, in a few blocks from where I grew up. And I was so moved by it. It was so different than anything I had ever seen. He's so raw and so angry and so dark and experimental, but at times funny, but sad and very dark, deep despair. And growing up on the Upper West Side, I had never seen anything like that, and dysfunctional families like I've never seen in my life. And I found it extraordinary. And as I got older, I liked less despair and less darkness and more Disney. But I have to say, I've always been a fan of his work. And this production of True West, I have seen many productions of it. In fact, I studied it in college, and I remember in college we watched a production. I believe it was taped in Chicago, of John Malkovich in the role with Gary Sinise. And I remember we were studying that in my theater class in college. I also saw on Broadway. My parents were just very great. They took me to everything. I remember seeing the production of on Broadway, and but now it's on Broadway again at Roundabout Theater Company. It's an exceptional production with Mary Louise Burke at the very end as the mother, and Dano as the younger brother, and Ethan Hawke, who is probably in his best role to date. I mean, he's absolutely perfect in this role. I also thought John Malkovich and Philip Seymour Hoffman were incredible, because I've seen it numerous times, both on film. His film, I think it was like a taped version with John Malkovich and Gary Sinise that we studied in my theater class in college. And anyway, I thought the production was very good. There were people like howling with laughter. I find it very depressing, but I do find at times it to be very funny. But there was a woman in the audience, and she was cackling like I've never heard someone cackle in my life. In fact, that was funnier to me than the play, her constant cackling. It was like, ah! Anyway, it was funny. But the show is worth seeing if you're a Sam Shepard fan. It is not for the meek, because there are moments. This one, though, is lighter than like Curse of the Starving Class or Buried Child. I remember, we studied those, and but it's an excellent production. Ethan Hawke is giving the performance of his career. I've seen him in numerous things, and there's nothing that is more perfect a role for anyone than him is this production. He's excellent, and so is Paul Dano is the younger brother. They're absolutely exceptional. Mary Louise Burke is one of my favorite actresses. She's really not. She doesn't have a very large role in this. Honestly, my guest pointed out that his problem with the play was at the very end with Mary Louise Burke. I don't want to give any spoilers here, but I'm sorry. You probably already saw this production if you're a reader or listener of the site. So this is a spoiler alert. When she comes home from, being away, and finds her place in utter chaos, her reaction is just so bizarre. I mean, if it was my mother and she came home to see the place like that, she would have screamed bloody murder. And her reaction is, "Don't scream in the house." which, you know, didn't seem believable. Maybe in a WASPy family, but in a Jewish family, there would have been a lot of yelling there. Anyway, it's a very good production, especially for Paul Dano and Ethan Hawke's performance. It's a must-see if you're a Sam Shepard fan. It's not light fare if you're not a theater fan and you're not familiar with the craziness of and the rawness and the darkness of Shepard. If you are a Shepard fan, it is a must-see. This is Corinne Cohn reporting for the Broadway Showbiz Network.